Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel lived from 1907 to 1972. For much of his career, he taught Jewish mysticism at the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Born and trained in Poland, he moved to Germany while working on his doctorate at the University of Berlin. But in 1938, he was arrested and deported, returning to Poland. Shortly before Germany invaded Poland, the president of Hebrew Union College managed to bring Heschel to London and then on to New York City. Tragically, the rest of his family would eventually perish in the ensuing years. Rabbi Heschel published a book entitled The Sabbath, Its Meaning for Modern Man. Since today is the Jewish Sabbath, I will read several passages from this book, and you have them in this morning's email. The meaning of the Sabbath is to celebrate time rather than space. 6 days a week we live under the tyranny of things of space. On the Sabbath, we try to become attuned to holiness in time. It is a day on which we are called upon to share what is eternal in time, to turn from the results of creation to the mystery of creation, from the world of creation to the creation of the world. The seventh day is like a palace in time with a kingdom for all. It is not a date, but an atmosphere. A legend says, angels have 6 wings, one for each day of the week with which they chant their song, but they remain silent on the Sabbath, for it is the Sabbath which then chants a hymn to God. It is the Sabbath that inspires all creatures to sing praise to the Lord. The poetry of Psalm 93 speaks so succinctly, yet eloquently, to the awesome power of our Creator God, the God so many believers worship in special ways on the Sabbath, and Christians on our new Sabbath, Sunday, which commemorates Christ rising on the first day of the week. The 5 verses of Psalm 93 explode with power, majesty, authority, timelessness. The power of the Lord on high is even greater than that of the immense sea, its storms, and its floods. We will hear this psalm, sung by the King's College Choir, Cambridge, conducted by Philip Ledger, with Francis Greer's creative playing of the organ. The music is by George Garrett, who was director of music and organist at St. John's College, Cambridge, for 40 years. The words from Coverdale Psalter are included in today's email.